The top official in the Interior Ministry told reporters that the attackers had built a sophisticated bomb that is the largest on record in Pakistan. Rahman Malik said an estimated 600 kilograms of military-grade explosives were mixed with aluminum powder, a highly flammable material. The bomb was packed inside a large dump truck that was also carrying construction materials, apparently to take advantage of city rules that allow large construction vehicles into the city after sunset. Security camera footage released by officials showed a large truck attempting to ram the hotel gate. When the truck failed to breach the barrier, the driver appeared to detonate a small explosion inside the cab, catching the vehicle on fire and sending hotel guards fleeing. The vehicle then burned for several minutes before the flames grew and eventually detonated the truck's massive payload. Rahman Malik said officials have made no arrests, but suspect the perpetrators are linked to previous attacks.
Unless I investigate, I'm not in a position to tell who has done it. But previous, all the investigations, all the roads have gone to South Waziristan.
The tribal agency on the Afghan border is considered a stronghold of Taliban leader Baitullah Massoud, who was also blamed in the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Officials said the four foreigners killed in the blast included two Americans, a Vietnamese citizen, and the Czech ambassador to Pakistan. No militant groups have claimed responsibility for the attack, but in the past, spokesmen for the groups frequently called television and radio stations to take credit and criticize the government. Rahman Malik urged the media not to give the militants a propaganda victory.
I am requesting and appealing to the media to stop the glorification of those militants who are killing your brothers, your sisters.
The top official in the Interior Ministry said the government plans to continue its strategy for combating militancy in the tribal regions by distributing development aid, negotiating peace deals with willing partners, and using military strikes when necessary. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.